1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. Looking ahead in Holland Public Schools, as we mentioned, Michael Crawford is not coming to Holland, but the legacy of Michael Crawford, the Phantom of the Opera, is going to be an ambitious production of Holland High's theater team. Kevin Schneider, the theater director, joins us. And it is a daunting task to try to put this production onto the stage at Holland High School, Kevin. But certainly, if anybody can do it, it is the theater team at Holland High. Good morning and welcome.
Well, good morning. We are definitely taking on a little more than we had originally anticipated with the production, but I tell you, it's been a great experience so far.
All right. Before we talk about the team itself, talk about the production and the challenges that it presents, because when, you know, Andrew Lloyd Webber put it out in New York and in London and the like, it was a big theatrical production. You got to sort of bring things down a little bit, isn't it?
Sure. I tell you, I went and saw it in Las Vegas, where they spent over $30 million on the production. We don't quite have that budget. We do have a lot of creativity coming up with answers to the falling chandelier, or the torches that come out of the ground, or the lair of the Phantom. All these different scenic things that are called for in the script that you really need really pressed us to be super creative in our facility.
Now, talk a little bit about the team itself, Kevin. It has been successful, state championship team, and they got, let's put it this way, not only those performing, but also behind the scenes as well. A lot of, the bar is set high in order to be successful.
It's true. We seem to keep challenging ourselves every year, not just making productions bigger, but finding a variety of things that can challenge different students, musicals, straight plays. This year we're doing three musicals and one comedy, because that's the student that we have here at Holland High this year. But other years we'll try Shakespeare and other period things, constantly changing ourselves and kind of redirecting us in a different direction.
All right. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about the production before I go too much further. The production of Phantom of the Opera, it's the fall production. What are we looking at in terms of show times?
Well, we open December 5th, and we run December 5, 6, 7, and 8. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then we run a second week, and we run the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Shows at 8 p.m., and then on Sunday we have a 3 p.m. Curtain time on the Sunday.
Now, let me ask a question, my experience from the other side of the state. When we had productions twice a year, we always had sort of a dress rehearsal, a weekday afternoon dress rehearsal for the seniors to enjoy and also get all the final kinks out. Is that the case here, or do you have to sort of do it behind closed doors?
We do it behind closed doors, partially because our facility is used so much. We have great band, choir, orchestra programs that are in there. We get in there and start putting the set up, and by the time it comes showtime, we just don't have enough time to actually run a full dress rehearsal before we open. So we keep it a little behind closed doors and have it ready for opening.
One final thing. This is not just the only production that you'll have this academic year, Kevin Schneider. What else are you guys going to be doing before the end of the school year?
Well, we're going to go right into rehearsal after this closes with Sondheim's Sunday in the Park with George. And then a few weeks after that, we'll be doing the comedy Noises Off. And we'll be ending our year with our younger students doing Peter Pan. So it's a pretty big season.
Kevin Schneider, the theater director of Holland High School, thank you very much for joining us on Looking Ahead in Holland Public Schools. And wish you and everybody involved the best as you put together the Phantom of the Opera. More information at hollandpublicschools.org. Kevin, thank you very much.
Thank you.